stuck into it with Lloyd Kennywell, who's got his very smart galloper at Mooney at Caulfield on Saturday, Mooney Valley, Estella Rocca, and he's also made the decision public that he is leaving Caulfield for Cranbourne when the Caulfield training ceases later this year. Good morning, Lloyd. How are you, mate?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
Very well. Was that a tough decision about where you would be moving next? Where were you considering?
Obviously, it's not the easiest thing. Obviously, I've only sort of been in Melbourne a couple of years now, and you've got to grab the bull by the horns and go where most good trainers are going, because facilities will only get better. And I think there are probably more limited options to train in Victoria than probably what people think to make a move. So it come down to only a couple of places, and it was obviously pretty critical that you're able to get staff. And Cranbourne, obviously, as a training facility, has got a lot of trainers there. And you'll find that a lot of horses and staff will sort of roll through the place.
Well, Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace, Mick Price, Mick Ken Jr. have made the decision to head there as well. So it's going to be an absolute thriving metropolis. There could be in excess of 1,000 horses by the time everyone gets set up and rolling at Cranbourne. Is that a positive, but can it also have some negatives, such a busy complex as well?
Yeah, you've got to weigh up the pros and cons, I would think. I think there's a few other trains like Clint McDonald, Graham Begger also going from Caulfield as well. So at the end of the day, like I said, I think if you're going to go to a dedicated training centre, that there's a lot of money being poured into the place by obviously Cranbourne Turf Club, Racing Victoria, the government, whoever else may be involved. You want to be somewhere where the best facilities will be, and I would think whether they are now or not, they will keep striving to get better in time, and I would think that's where you want to be. Flemington is a place that's probably obviously the only training facility left in the metropolitan area, so however long that'll be there, and that was a no-go zone. We tried to get in there. It was quite difficult. Obviously, there's only so many spots available, and after that, you branch out to places like Cranbourne, Pakenham, and then beyond. And also, you've got to have the right balance for your family as well. You've obviously got lives outside of racing, and I don't live anywhere near Cranbourne, but I'll be commuting there every day.
I was going to ask just that question. What's it mean now for you and your family? Do you remain living where you currently do, near Caulfield?
I live in Essendon, actually.
You're in Essendon?
Town. Yes. And we obviously purchased a house over there, and we're quite happy and want to put our kids through some good schools over that side of town. So in my eyes, it's an hour a day in the morning that I'll be driving instead of half an hour to Caulfield, and just got to time my run right to get back over the other side of town in the afternoon. So I'm quite comfortable doing it. I know a few other people probably wouldn't feel that good about driving, but look, if you lived in Sydney, you could travel 20 k's and drive an hour so with traffic. So I'm quite comfortable with it, and it'll be fine.
When do you actually make the move? When do you finish up at Caulfield?
When the place is complete and it hasn't been started, so it'll start construction in the coming weeks. And by all reports, they go up pretty quick. Like Pricey's is nearly finished, Clint McDonald's nearly finished, Graham Begg's under construction, Maloney's under construction. I think the same builders will be doing them. The facilities look A grade. The actual stabling complexes, they've been built beautifully, going into a fresh layout, and hopefully we can hit the ground running. We're sort of having a nice little patch at the moment. Hopefully it continues when we get down to Cranbourne.
You are indeed. And looking forward to seeing Estella Rocca back in action on Saturday. Gee, this filly's got a good record. You've done a good job with her. She's won 4 of 8, and she finds another winnable race on Saturday.
Yeah, she's in really good order. I think she's probably come back better than what she did the previous preparation, which is good. She's obviously 3 rising 4. I think she's a bit stronger, and I think mentally she's probably a little bit more relaxed now. Like, she actually sat outside the leader at Sandown and then was way too good for him up the straight. She whizzed away and used her turn of foot that she's got. Look, there's only really one way to ride her, so I'd expect that to happen again on Saturday. And obviously there's a few horses in there that look like they're going okay, but she'll give them something to chase, that's for sure.
How many have you got now at the moment, Lloyd?
We've got around 100 horses on the books. And we've got 31 boxes at Caulfield. I think we're going to end up with about the same number at Cranbourne, and quite happy with that number to have in training all year round, and we've bought plenty of young stock again. Bit of recycling going on at the moment. It's that time of year where you're coming into winter, some of your older horses that you have that you feel aren't cutting it, that you need to move them on and start getting the babies through and refresh the system. So we're doing that as we speak.
Well, you've got a good few chances today at Mowi as well. Zepino is one horse that looks really hard to beat today. Goes around in race number 7. You've got Ollie on board. You confident today?
Yeah, look, she's a horse that's a backmarker, so she always needs a little bit of luck in her races. But she does love a heavy track. So she's got a heavy 8. Hopefully they get some more rain during the day to downgrade. That track would be even better. She's a dead-set swimmer, and if they can make ground up, it'd be good for Ollie to be able to hopefully get her home. She's been a little bit frustrating. She's been beaten, I think, a length or less in her last 4 or 5 runs. So she's been right there, just needs a little bit of luck today.
In race 8, you've got Invincible Bay. This one's the I'm Invincible gelding. Hasn't seen a wet surface, so what are your thoughts on a rain-affected track?
Yeah, I wasn't convinced with him on the poly track the other day, so happy to go to wet track today. Don't see why he won't handle it. He trialled up good before his first up run. And it was just a bit plain for going through the line, but also needed it. So I'd expect improvement. I would think Matt Laurie's horse will be extremely hard to beat in that race.
Yeah, Duke of New Orleans is already into $1.55. And then we get to see Red Peroni. You've decided to keep Red Peroni in today, despite the white gate. First time we get to see it since the Mitchell McKenzie run back at the end of November. Has this horse come back, developed really well during the break?
Yeah, I've been really happy with him. I actually think he's probably over the odds at the moment, that horse. I think he's a horse that's got nice ability that can progress. He should have won his first start. He missed by a millimetre, and he was impressive at his second start. Won comfortably, and then third running, obviously, we threw him in the deep end before going to the paddock. So I probably won't be just too deterred by the barrier or the weight. I think the minimum's about 56.5 in that race, and I would think barriers shouldn't be of any bad significance coming late in the day there. So I think he's got a good chance, that horse. I think he'll hit the line good.
And he's obviously shown you he can handle wet conditions.
Yeah, look, he's a son of Brazen Bow. They seem to handle it okay, and he's worked up in it okay, so not too concerned by that. I think whatever he does, he's still got improvement on. He's had a break first up, but I would think he'll be hitting the line nice and strongly, and if there's a weak link in the horse's up on speed, he can run well late in the race.
Good on you, Lloyd. Good luck today and Saturday.
Thanks, Michael.